All right. Well, let's have a word of prayer and we will get going. Lord, thank you for your grace that is always sufficient. We thank you for wonderful opportunity we have to look at biblical principles, and I pray you'll bless our time together this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, let me get going. We switch to a new chapter today, and that is what women believe about priorities. And that is certainly another huge issue. It's not just a woman problem, but there are unique issues that ladies face. And every stage of life has its own challenges regarding time, priorities, and so forth. If I had only young mothers here, and I have very few today because of the music school not functioning. Oh, they're having juries, but that's why they're not in here. We would talk about those kinds of things, but have you ever noticed that in each phase of life, it's still too much to do? Okay, it's just the way it goes. And so let's just look at some of these lies that Satan gives, because this can really be crippling when it comes to the matter of how effective we are. And so I'd like to start with the first one here. I don't have time to do everything I'm supposed to do. and that, of course, there are crises times, but just life in general. But you know, if you fall for that deception, you will always have anxiety. And what does anxiety lead to? Two things. I've spoken on it many times. Excuse me?
Depression
and fear. And which one does the female gender lean toward?
Fear.
Okay. What's the reason for that? Well, you're relationship oriented. In other words, you are made for the security of relationship. And so if you don't feel like you're measuring up, you're looking at potential problems in your relationships. Whereas a man, if he's not measuring up, he is looking at his not accomplishing what he should accomplish and therefore not getting the approval that he needs. I'm talking about from a human standpoint. As a man, and so not always. Women have depression, men have fears, obviously, but it's very clear that the propensity is there. If you ever find yourself just being fearful about what people are thinking about you, or being fearful about your future, or being fearful about your relationship within your marriage, or being fearful about your relationship with a good friend, or whatever, stop for a moment and say, you know, I got anxiety. Just go down to the core issue and realize that's the problem. Sure, you may be having a problem in a relationship. You may be having a problem about some uncertainties about the future. But if you're walking with God, those aren't problems. You have a sense God's going to give me guidance. God's going to give me the power. I'm going to be able to solve that. And so I just want to mention that right at the beginning here. And we definitely are fighting this today in a bigger way. And there's just modern life has brought so many conveniences in, but it also has given us too many possibilities, too many outlets, too many things to do. And I don't think with all the conveniences we have, ladies of 100 years ago wouldn't have a whole lot of sympathy for us, you know, because of all that we have today. But we have our own set of problems. And one of the problems, too, is that there's too much thrown at you that causes you to feel like you've got to measure up to something, that you're missing out on something. From the early movies to television, now to social media, that is nothing but a bunch of image making with a lot of people. Some people are honest, but most people don't tell you about all their bad things on social media. And so you have this idea that everybody's got it together but you. Things are are not going well for you. And so there's just this, this gnawing uncertainty in your soul about yourself. The minute you start questioning yourself, you know what that tells you? You got your eyes off of God. If you only remember one thing from the day, just remember this. If you look at yourself, you will always, always, always be discouraged. Everybody hear me? You will always be discouraged. I mean, we're pretty bad off. We are what we are by the grace of God. And so I always joke about the fact that people talk about finding themselves. Don't do that. If you find yourself, you're really going to be thrown, Now, again, I'm overstating it. But humanly, is that not true? Isn't that true theologically? Oh, wretched man that I am. Paul said that after years of tremendous sacrificial ministry. He knew that his flesh was corruptible and corrupting. And so the thing that you've got to understand is your identity, your sense of success, your purpose in life, your sense of well-being always, always, always comes from your relationship with God and understanding who you are in Christ. I just cannot say that strongly enough. You really cannot have a bad day if you're walking with the Lord. It may be a bad day humanly. I mean, a really bad day. I mean, we all face very difficult things at times. And those are hard. But the fact is, if you have a sense of the presence of the Lord and you're not questioning yourself, you're okay. Satan loves to get you to question yourself. Okay. And he's got a lot of good facts. he comes armed as a very good lawyer. Listen, I'll take the one who comes alongside called the comforter over the accuser of the brethren. All right. So this is really important what I'm telling you. And so once you get your focus on yourself, and anxiety will come in, and you're just going to feel like, I can't get my life together. And if I do, it'll be wonderful. But the problem is that the only way you're going to get your life together is to get your thinking right and to really understand your position in Christ and understand that he will guide you step by step. He will give you patience in the development of your life, and you can not look for this perfection that's so easy to look for. We only have 24 hours in a day. Have you found that out? Okay, we only have 24 hours in a day. It's the way it always will be. And I wouldn't want 25. Each day is enough. It's sufficient for it. And so the issue is how to use the day. And here in the book, it talks about how the Lord Jesus said, I have finished the work that thou hast gave us me to do. There in John chapter 17, in his high priestly prayer. I have finished the work that thou gave us me to do. It's finishing his work, not getting accomplished everything you want. Another very important thing to remember. It's getting accomplished what he wants, not everything you think you need to finish, okay? Because did you know that his will fits into a 24-hour day with enough sleep too? It does. And so the key is to understand that. I was so thankful that the author here has a section in the book on my to-do list or his. If you've heard me talk about priority planning, I do not like to-do lists. They're the most dangerous thing you can have. You say, well, I live by a to-do list. Well, that's probably your problem. Okay. Now, you have to have a priority to-do list, but not just a to-do list. Because a to-do list is all the things that you need to do from your perspective. Let me say it again. A to-do list is all the things, little and big, that you need to do. But a to-do list oftentimes minimizes the important and maximizes the little and urgent things that don't necessarily have to be done first. I think if there's anything in time management that I can talk about, it would be the fact of learning the word important and then learning to identify that urgent, things that are not important, but, and what happens is if you put little things down that should be lower on a priority list, and you put them where they should be, then you'll get the important things done, and then you are accomplishing his work, John 17, the work that thou gavest me to do, and there's great peace. Even though you got a bunch of stuff that still needs to be done, you're okay because you did what he wants you to do. I'm telling you, this is key. It is core when it comes to a day-by-day peaceful existence. So it's got to be his list, not your to-do list. Your to-do list will chain you to a bunch of stuff. And you may get a bunch of stuff done, but you're going to finish the day and say, I'm worn out, but what did I really do? I really didn't communicate with my husband. I didn't communicate with people I should be communicating with. I wasn't soul conscious today. I didn't really have a good time with the Lord. I was going to pray, but I didn't pray. There were some projects that were very important, but all these little things that I just sort of dominated my thinking stopped me from doing a key part of a project that I needed to do, that I knew that I should do. You're relating with me on this? And you can think, wow, I did a lot, but did you? And so you have to, this is whole matter of the lie about priority. I don't have enough time. Is something that we really have to look at. Is it our agenda or is it his agenda? Is it what we want or is it what he wants? Now let me talk about a sensitive one here, okay? Some of you may be perfectionists. You are not happy unless your home is absolutely perfect. Now, when you had little ones, that didn't happen, okay. But anyway, or something like, but I'll just use that. That's a pretty obvious one. And what happens is you keep everything perfect, but you miss the big things, people, relationships, time with God, important avenues of ministry that God clearly has put on your heart. You say, well, can I do it? Let me tell you this. You put first things first, you'll get done the little things. I'm amazed when I know I'm in the will of God doing what I should do, I stay refreshed. I really do. I stay refreshed, and then I get a lot of the little stuff done fast because I'm not all bound. I'm not feeling bad about things. Now, obviously, we always battle about what's the best thing, but there is that when you do plan and you do that which God told you to do and you do the important things first, then you'll have the strength to do the little stuff and to realize, you know, that's not going to be done today. I'm okay with it. It's not procrastinating. You put first things first. You've been actually proactive. And now remember, when I do time management, I talk about the fact that if you do priority management, and you accomplish all what we call the big rocks, sections of key things from the different roles that are in your life that you've planned ahead of time to do, and you do what I call the top level things that need to be done, and maybe get part of the B, I use the ABC system, the B, 1, 2, whatever. If you get 60% of what you plan to do in a day done, you've had a super successful day. Because what's left behind is the lower level B and C. Now, something in lower level B and C may move up to A because it does need to get done, but it wasn't strategic that day for what God wanted you to do. Now, I can't go into, this is not a time management chapter here, but this is very important because it says, you know, the lie is that I can't do everything that I need to do in a day. Yes, you can. But it's not everything necessarily you want to do. It's everything God wants you to do. And so it's very important to understand that. And we're going to get to the fact that for mothers, they have to realize that parenting a child is on the top level. And so therefore, they have to be satisfied a lot of times with just good mothering to have a successful day. You know, and that's hard if you are a very successful person that likes to get a lot accomplished. But if you know you did what God wanted you to do with for your children first and foremost, and then you're able to do some other things, great. That's been a great day. So these are things that are extremely important. And we got to be careful, as is mentioned here, this idea, I can do it all. Don't be the hero, okay? Now, we need to do a lot. There's a lot we can do, a lot more we can do. We can be far more productive, so don't misunderstand me here. But it's this idea that I think I can do it all, and then when you can't do it all, you're just devastated about yourself. Understand, like you have some person that's really organized. You have someone that has an ability to figure things out. And then there's another person that has a real people sense and is extremely important in relationships and is able to have a real impact that way. Some people are very much interested in information and learning and teaching. And, you know, there's just different strengths and weaknesses. And so know your limitations. Okay, it's okay. Now, strengthen your limitations by developing them. Okay, but don't feel devastated when you can't do everything somebody else does. And again, don't look on social media as to what everybody else is doing. False, 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 okay? They don't have their act together like it is being shown. That's a very dangerous thing to do. I think every mother ought to shut down social media. Well, come to think of it, I think every middle-aged person needs to shut down. In fact, I would even go so far to say older folks need to shut down. Okay, I'm sorry, that just came out. I couldn't hold it in. I tell you, if you knew what I knew, and not only read and understand what's going on today, but counseled like I have to counsel, I don't have social media, and I will not be on social media. I'm sorry, you're going to have to do old-fashioned text or email to me. And my wife, because I don't have time for it, and I don't want to get in the false world of that. And I don't want to be pressured to try to make my life or my ministry look better than it is. There's a lot of dangers there. And I see that a lot with young preachers. I have to deal with that with our students, trying to put an image out there. But anyway, I got off on a little bit of a side trail there, but that is important. But this idea that you can't, I'm just not measuring up to this perfection. Obviously not, you're growing. How many of you are still growing? Okay, everybody, every hand should be up, okay? How many have made it? You are there. You have got it all under control. That wasn't my hand, I'm just putting it up, okay? Well, look, yeah, this is a good support group. A bunch of failures sitting in this room here, you know? But honestly, ladies in particular, you're so people-oriented. And you can get crushed by trying to evaluate yourself and compare yourself with other people. You are uniquely the way God created you. He knows your background. He's developing you. You're getting stronger. But each day can be right in the will of God, and He's not comparing. He's wanting to see you be all that you should be at that moment. And you are a blessing to other people for who you are. By the way, don't try to be somebody else. That is false. That's an imitation. Be who you are, empowered by the Spirit of God. Oh, it's hard to move fast in this study. There is so much to each of these points here. But to be very careful about being frustrated by trying to do everything. You want to do everything God wants you to do today, not everything you want to do today. Let me say that again one more time. You got to know what God wants you to do today, not what you want to do or what you think other people think you should do today, except for your husband. That fits into the priority thing there, what he may think. But anyway, okay, we sat on that one for a while. By the way, that's the longest one in this chapter, so I gave it the weight that it has in the chapter. And here's one I can't miss this before I finish. And the next lie is I can thrive without consistent time in the Word and prayer. Well, obviously, if you're going to know what God wants you to do, you've got to spend time with the Lord. And the minute, listen to this, the minute you're too busy for the Word of God and your time in prayer, you are now trying to accomplish in a day what you want to do. Right? Now emergencies come up. I mean, believe me, as a pastor, I know. I'll be running out of, you know, my whole time in the morning shot because I got to run out for an emergency or whatever. I mean, that's fine. And you are able to put it back together. But I'm just saying, in a normal situation, don't go into a day without getting your marching orders. You know, when you really have peace about what you can do and can't do in a day, what you'd like to try to do, but you may or may not get to it, you really will live at peace all day long. You can't afford, ladies, to live with anxiety. It'll tear you down physically. It will put you into the potential for depression and fear. It's something that you have to deal with and not let Satan give you the victory. And by the way, this is actually quite well-timed for Christmas time. Sit down and just talk with yourself. Maybe not out loud of people around, but talk to yourself and really figure out what is important for Christmas time and what isn't. What you need to do and what you can't do. Because, you know, it's more than you can do. If you're going to have a big celebration at your house, that's a big deal. You've got gifts. You've got other things that you're doing and a lot to think about. But we cannot thrive without the Word of God. And guess who is going to be the one behind you not being in the Word? Satan's going to do everything he can. And a lot of times, folks, the distractions and the urgent things, quote unquote, that come up are not of God. They are of Satan to distract you from making the decision to do what God wants you to do, particularly prayer and Bible reading. I cannot urge you enough to get it bedrock in your soul that you're going to spend an extended time every morning. And there are times, I know mothers with little children, you've got issues, but that's what you need to talk to your husband about. How can I get the time in as early on as I can get? And because it is so important, because you want to learn what God has planned for you. And remember, the Lord himself, in his perfect humanity, still had the weaknesses of humanity, and he would go apart into the mountain to pray. And he taught us to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. What's the next one? Thy will be done. And he emphasized over and over, the will of the Father, the will of the Father. Jesus wasted 0 minutes. Now, he had emergencies hit him. He had all kinds of people coming after him. But he knew what his priorities were, and he just very calmly went through those 3+ years of following the Father's will. And when we're walking in the Spirit, we can have a good measure of that. And so, like King David, you'll find over and over, inquired of the Lord. And you find that... Frances Havergal, who we love her hymns, Like a River Glorious, wrote, the devil is very fond of persuading us that we have no leisure time so much as to eat when it is a question of Bible study. He never says that if we have a novel or a clever magazine on hand. So he is endeavoring to get us to not be in the Word of God. And let's turn to Psalm 132. Just want you to see the scripture here, Psalm 132. And this is really the key to David being a man after God's own heart, verses 4 and 5. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. In other words, that has got to be priority. And so... it's very important for us to give the, we've got to get our orders from the Lord. And so we need to do what he has told us to do. I have finished the will of the Father today. That is what you want. I always use the little phrase, there's always enough time to do the will of God. The issue is knowing the will of God. And so That's why the to-do list really is a list of what you want to do. A priority management list is a list of what God wants you to do. You are not going to be able to figure it out yourself. Aren't there a lot of little pesky things you like to get done? And oftentimes they need to get done, but they oftentimes take us away from the important things. And so it's very, very important that we get a hold of that. And then I'll just mention this. I don't have to run to chapel since there's no college kids over there. So my work at home is not as significant as the work or other activities I do outside my home. Now, we know biblically that's not correct, but on the top of the list is the key aspects of managing the home for the glory of God. And if you have children in the home, oh my. Obviously, the other responsibilities. And so it is important to understand what God's priorities are. And I think because of the whole feminist movement, there has been such a priority on women being successful and doing what men can do and so forth. You know, that's been going on since the 60s. And so there has been a diminishing of the role of being a homemaker and realizing that that's crucial. Listen, in eternity, that's going to be what counts. And now, on the other side, and she takes a long time to counterbalance this, I think, ladies, she's full agreement. Of course, she's a very successful woman herself. I think ladies ought to maximize their abilities. I think they ought to be involved in all kinds of things. I think that as you develop through life, that God's going to give you a wonderful impact in the ways that He's gifted you and helped you, and you need to constantly be expanding, growing, learning. Reading, by the way, is a big deal. Read important things and learn, just keep learning. And so that's important so that your gifting can be used in the context of the church and with other people. But the priority has got to be, the top priorities have got to be your roles within the home. And if you do that, then all these other things will really expand. And you can be even more. If you try to put other things first that God doesn't make priority, you won't really be successful with that. But if you put the right priority first, you'll be amazed how God will just give you opportunities, connect you with the right people, give you the right books, give you wisdom for time, experiences, and you'll find yourself developing in a massive way. So it's I think she has a good balance on what she says on that. All right. Well, we have to watch out for the lies about priorities. And where do we get the priorities? From the Lord. Now, you say, I don't even have time for priority planning. Yes, you do. It's called your devotional time. Have a journal. Have your planning tool there. And as you're meditating, as you're praying, do you think the Holy Spirit will give you wisdom? Absolutely. You ought to come out of your time with the Lord with the basic priorities. Now, you may take a few more minutes to just get A, B, and C figured out, but you know what the big A ones are for the day and what God has stirred you about. And a lot of this should come from planning a week before, just taking a little extra time to plan there. But God will give you wisdom. So don't make it complicated. Just make it simple. But do the important things first, and then God will give you time to do the less important. And remember, 40% of what you'd like to do is not going to get done. Okay? And if you know you've done what you should do because God helped you to do it, then you're going to be okay. And you won't beat yourself down. Satan loves for you to beat yourself down. That's not humility. That's self-focus. And I'm on about three major subjects all at one time here. So I'm going to have to shut this down or I will go for the next few hours here. And you've got some eating to do later on here. So that is a priority today. Okay, I want you to know that. I don't want to be irreligious here, but it is the will of God because that's what we do today. So and we'll have a good time of fellowship. So that'll be a blessing. So we will see you in 3 weeks. Yeah, that's correct, 3 weeks from today. And so have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, and put the Lord first. And during the busyness, try to keep this in mind, okay? I think the Lord timed this lesson for this time here.